When you first became a foster parent, what kind of fears did you have taking these young strangers into your home?
To be honest with you, I didn't have any fears. Some of the problems that some of these kids went through, I've been through it. My kids were grown. Everybody had their children. They're all doing their own thing. And it was lonely in my house. So a lot of people had kept telling me, you would make a good foster mom. Why don't you, you know, join? And so finally I did.
Yeah. What do you think that you do to inspire trust in the youths that you have in your home?
First of all, from the time they come through my door, I am honest. Mm-hmm. I don't go behind their back. I don't sneak. If they're doing something and I feel that what I'm doing, I'm not getting to them, mm-hmm. then I'm getting somebody that's going to help me get them on the right track. And I'll call Mr. Earl. Mm-hmm. I'll call everybody I knew to call mm-hmm. to help me keep them on the right track.
I've seen you reach out to every resource that you
yes,
could possibly reach out
I don't
out
play
to.
That. I be on the ball. These is my kids, and I'm going to do what I got to do for them.
Well, speaking of doing what you got to do, I remember a particular time when you went above and beyond, as you have many times, but this involved trip after return trip after return trip down to the Brooklyn Criminal Courthouse. And you made every one of those trips with that child.
Yes, sir.
You were always there with her every step of the way.
Even when she was mad and told me, don't come, I ain't pay her no mind.
I remember.
I was right there. She said that's when she realized that I loved her.
Being there.
Because I was there.
That's right.
I wasn't leaving.
What are the most important lessons that you've learned in this life as a foster parent?
You know, they have a saying, this is my house. I don't say this is my house. As soon as they come in, this is our house.
I've seen that because I've seen like pictures on the walls.
Yes.
What was one of the happiest moments you've had in foster care as a foster parent?
My daughter, Justina, when she fills out applications, mm-hmm. Grandma, you got to fill this out. You got to sign here. Okay. And as I'm looking, your guardian, she puts down Mother Rochelle Glover.
Ooh, right there.
Yeah, right in my heart. I was crying. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
that was my happiest day.
You know, that's the thing I appreciate so much about you. You just took the foster out of foster
Yeah,
parent.
I don't like
you
it.
You are their mom.
I reached that arm out and really pulled them in to really give them that good downright love, what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Now some kind of take advantage of it and think, oh, well, she loves me so much, I could do whatever I want.
Right.
And then I have to tell them, I can do the hardcore thing too now.
I've seen you do it.
If I have to. I don't want to, but if I have to, I can.
Right.
But I enjoy being a foster mom. My kids, when they come through the door, they're my kids.
Yeah.
They're not used to nobody treating them like they're somebody.
That's right.
They're used to being treated like they're not nobody or for money-wise. So remember that. They're not going to trust you right away, but you keep doing what you're doing to them. Eventually, they will see that you do care about them.
That's it. Never give up. What advice would you give to somebody else who might be considering becoming a foster parent?
Kids are going to go through changes. If you have no patience, don't be a foster kid. And if you take a kid, treat them like they are yours, please. And fight for them like they are yours. Don't treat them like they're something different than what they are.
Because they can tell when you're not genuine.
Yes. Yes, they can.
They know exactly what's going on.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
If it's not coming from your heart, you're not going to be a good foster parent.
Ms. Glover, I just want to tell you that you are a shining example of what it means to be a parent.
Well, I thank you. And y'all help make me a better person also. You know, it's a two-way street. Y'all can't do it without us, and we sure can't do it without y'all.
True enough.